Hi there. Welcome to this week's podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at the role of feelings. So often we let our feelings guide our life, guide our behaviours. We take so much more meaning from our feelings than necessary. And that really stops us creating the life we want. It stops us creating more with ease and flow. So this week we're going to unpack what is a feeling and how can we stop our feelings getting in the way of being the person we want to be and creating more of the life we want. I think we somehow think we need to listen to our feelings, as if they're some kind of guidance mechanism, as if they're our truth. In my experience, what I've learned over the years, I've had a very changeable relationship with my feelings over the years. For many years, I just avoided them. I just didn't want to go there. Unconsciously, wasn't aware that I avoided emotions. I tried to avoid negative emotions, avoid conflict. And when you do that, you avoid all emotion. I found myself kind of flatlining through life, being a very narrow band of emotions. And then I began to, as I learn about what creates our human experience and the psychology of our experience, I begin to realise actually they're nothing to be scared of. I don't have to be scared of them. I can just feel them. I can allow them. I can feel them. But it doesn't mean we have to use them as a guidance mechanism. There's plenty of things I want to do. I love my running. There are often many mornings I wake up and I feel like going for a run, but I still go because I know deep down my truth is I want to go and I never regret it. And a lot of people are waiting to feel confident before they do something. And if they're waiting for the feeling of confidence, there could be a waiting a long time, which is why, to be honest, a lot of people don't do the things they really want to be doing, because they don't feel confident enough, or they feel scared to do it, or nervous to do it. And perhaps, sadly, they never do it. I remember once being in a coaching session, and the coach said, "So what do you want?" And I said, "I don't want to feel scared about doing this thing." I can't remember what it was. It's something like reaching out to people I feel really inspired in this world, and reaching out to honour what they're doing, and seeing if I can support them anyway, because I love doing that. I love doing that now, but back then I was very scared about reaching out, and it wasn't from a place of neediness. I didn't need the business, but I guess it's that fear of rejection, a fear of people judging me. And the coach was saying to me, "Well, I can't do that. I can't stop you feeling fear." It really kind of struck me how, yeah, we can't choose our feelings, we don't control our feelings, and we can't stop feeling particular feelings. It's just impossible. It's just impossible. Yes, I work with my clients, and sometimes we work in the past. We do hypnotic therapeutic work from the past, and that, I think, can take the power out of some of our feelings like fear and guilt or sadness. It can really take the edge off them, the power off them, but it doesn't mean we never feel fear, sadness or guilt or negative feelings. And what I've learned is, in my experience, is that true freedom is not never feeling those feelings. True freedom is not caring where you feel those feelings, and realizing that feelings are not a good guidance mechanism to life. That a feeling is not reality. Our feelings don't even know what's happening in our life today. A feeling is a memory then being projected into the future. A feeling is our thinking. A feeling is our imagination, our perception. It's not reality. That we look at life through these glasses of thought. Our perception of life, our perception of situation is what creates our feelings, nothing else. If someone punched me, I'd have probably an emotional reaction to that. But my emotional reaction is caught up into my story of that, the injustice of it, or whether if I felt I deserved it, I might have a different response to it. Everyone has a different emotional response to situations because we all have different thinking about it. And often we might think the same as other people. We think that's reality, that's how it is. but it's not. It just means we think the same. And we're wearing these glasses and we're not even aware we're wearing them. If you wear glasses, you forget you're wearing them. But you know you wear glasses. If someone said, do you wear glasses? You say, yeah, I wear glasses. But most of the time throughout the day, you're not consciously aware they're there. And that's like this layer of thought. And we're looking through life through this lens, this filter. And everything we experience is behind that lens. It's like those lenses are actually little movie screens. And our thoughts project our perception of the world onto those screens. And that's what's creating our experience. So the feelings exist, you know, in our mind, in our thoughts, this side of the screen, behind the lens. They don't exist in the real world. They're not caused by the real world. They're caused by our thinking about it. So our feelings don't know anything what's happening in our life today. Our feelings are telling us whether being present or not. When we're fully present to a situation, we don't have an emotion. When we're fully present to something, there's no emotional response. It's a state of being, a presence. And of course, that's not something that's always possible. We're human, we're going to have feelings, we're going to have thoughts, we're going to have memories. Our mind is a pattern hunter. To make sense of the here and now, our brain goes into the past looking for relevant information. And often it pulls in memories that have emotions associated with it. So we think this situation is like that situation, which means we feel like this. It's triggering a memory. An emotion is telling us we're no longer being present. You could say an emotion is telling us about the quality of our thinking, whether we're seeing things with perspective and clarity, or whether we're caught up in some movie in our head that's very plausible, very realistic, but still a movie. Still a movie. It's not real. It's not truth. It's not reality. So the more we can see what creates our feelings, we can have a different relationship with them. We can hold them more lightly. We don't have to let our feelings dictate our behaviour. And left unchecked, it will. Unconsciously, we let our feelings drive our behaviour. But if we can be consciously aware of our truth, the space between thoughts, when we have a quiet mind, when we're present, a clarity perspective, we more connect to our truth. And it's about being more committed and connected to that part of us, our true centre self. We often lose sight of throughout the day, which is natural, which is human. The more we're consciously aware of who we are and what we really want, we can make a commitment to that sense of self. So I make the commitment to the sense of self, to me, that wants to go for a run, that wants to be fit and healthy. So I wake up, I don't feel like it. But I can still choose to be that me, knowing that's more my reality, not the feeling of wanting to stay in bed. In some sense, we are addicted to feeling comfort. We do anything we can to move away from discomfort, even though what's creating the discomfort is our thoughts. It's easy to lose perspective. It's easy to lose perspective, especially when we go through challenging times. We think it's us. And we think it's life. You know, we're in through infertility. I was very angry with life. I blame life. I think life's not fair. Well, actually, a lot of the time I blame myself. There's something wrong with me. Well, there was, you know, biologically, you know, there was something not quite right, but actually, even when my fertility improved, there's always, I had a lingering sense of me not being good enough, not being enough. Oh, it's me. So we go through challenging times, it's easy to think it's life or it's us. That's the cause of our experience. But that's when we're losing perspective. It's not us, it's not our DNA. You know, I thought I was a warrior. Is it my DNA? My mum was a warrior. I'm a warrior. It's just who I am. No one's born a warrior. It was a learned behaviour. It was a habitual thought. I had a habit of worrisome thought. That was it. I had a habit of putting these glasses on. It wasn't me, my DNA. Before that, I thought it was my life circumstances creating my worry. I'm worried because of this. I'm worried because of this. But the situation doesn't make us feel anything. It's that lens, that filter of thought creating it. And it's easy to get caught up in that fear. It's easy to lose perspective. Just having people to talk to is really, really helpful to regain perspective, to regain clarity. So in my experience, feelings are not a good guidance mechanism to life. If I listened to my feelings, I'd never go for a run. Probably very rarely. If I listened to my feelings, I'd never speak to my wife again. I'd blame her for all my disgruntlement. I'd blame her for if she complains and or you know, judges me in some way. I'd take it personally. And sometimes I do. I'm human. Sometimes I do. Far less than I would do otherwise if I thought my feelings were coming from my life experience. So what if you could hold your feelings more lightly? What if your feelings know nothing about your life today? What if your feelings are memories and imagination? What if you can hold them more lightly? And below that, in the space between thoughts, in the space between feelings, when your mind is quiet, when you're present to yourself more fully, that's when you access your truth. That's when you see situations more clearly with perspective. And you can choose to commit to that you, honour that you, despite the feeling. Despite the feeling. You're not your feelings, you're not your thoughts. Who you are is the observer of those thoughts and those feelings. You're the one who has those feelings. This part of us, our conscious awareness or the observer of our human experience, our soul, whatever language you want to use, is a part of us that is the observer of that. When you have a conversation with yourself in your head, which one's the real you? Well, neither is. You're the observer of that conversation. So you can hold these things far more lightly. And when we do, when we hold them more lightly and allow them, they move through, our mind settles automatically. And we regain perspective and clarity. What if you could take the actions you want, do the things you want despite the feeling? What if you didn't need to get rid of fear? You just could benefit from some more courage to trust is what you want to do despite the feeling. And to trust you can do it because the feeling knows nothing about your future. It reminds me of doing a parachute jump. And I loved doing a parachute jump. I was terrified beforehand. I had clients do parachute jumps. And they were terrified beforehand. I'm not sure I met someone who's on a parachute jump and regretted doing it and didn't actually enjoy it. And most of them want to go again. They enjoyed it so much. They were terrified before, but actually what was the other side of that fear was freedom, excitement, being alive to life. That's the other side of our fear. And they made a choice to take that step despite the fear. What if you could do that? Take the steps you want in your life, take the actions you want, despite the emotion, knowing it's not truth, it's not reality. And honour your soul. Honour your soul. Sometimes I say to my clients, I'm a champion for their soul. I want to help them live their life true to their soul, not their habitual thoughts and feelings. Loving you.